I do think it's really important to understand some foundational stuff about what a good deal is and isn't, because if not, it's just really hard to verify if what the person's telling you is actually true or not.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm very excited to introduce our guest for the day, Max Keller. Everyone, Max, thank you so much for being here.
Awesome. Glad to be here.
Awesome, everyone. So Max has like a wealth of experience in real estate investing. And rather than give you his bio right now, I think we should just jump into the show. And Max, why don't you tell us where you started and what led you to real estate investing?
Well, I started actually trying to invest in real estate in 05, but I was 25. I just got married. I didn't know what I was doing. Wasn't really good at listening to other people. Didn't read a lot. So kind of didn't have things really dialed in. Fast forward 10 years later, I was a teacher, been teaching math for like 7 years. Loved teaching, just needed to make more and wanted to make more income. Mm-hmm. So I was actually looking at real estate from the passive side. I wasn't looking at it to do this full time. I just wanted to get a rental or two a year just to kind of have a little bit of a nest egg. I was a pretty good saver at that point, even on a teacher salary. Mm-hmm. And so I was just saving money. And I had good credit and I had consistent jobs. So I just wanted to buy some rentals and just kind of stack those up. So as my kids got older, you know, I'd have something for them. So it's like 2015. And I saw that real estate's a good way to grow, you know, your net worth passively, but you can make some big chunks of income actively too. Mm-hmm. I think on my first deal, I wholesaled it. I made about 16 grand, which is like 4 months of teacher pay.
And were you still teaching at the time when you did that?
Yeah, the first year I was still teaching, and then because I had planned on just keep doing it, but I just sometimes plans change, you know? So
for sure.
So that's it. And then I just went full time. So I think I've been full time at the time of this era of this show, you know, over 5 years. And I flipped about 120 single family homes. I've been done some passive investments out of my self-directed IRA. And yeah, I just love it. And then I start writing books, which is weird because nobody would have expected that. I started using that for lead generation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, I help people figure out if investment is a good idea or not for them. Like, you know, tell them, give them some info. I'm still an educator. You know, mm-hmm. like I said, I was a teacher for 7 years. I got my master's in it and I just love teaching. So when I started marketing for single family deals and when I started marketing for private money investors, I had the same kind of mindset. I noticed they like kept having the same questions over and over and over again. And I was answering them and it was taking a long time. So I was like, well, why don't I just put all this in a book and just answer all their questions and just give it to them so they can read it and kind of come to this decision on their own. So I've helped hundreds of people in both camps figure out if they should or should not, you know, invest and what to look for, if they should or should not sell their house and what to do. So that's sort of my background is educational marketing in the real estate space. And most people who are active in this business, they're either looking for deals or they're looking for money or both. And there's a group of people out there that they don't want to be the active real estate investor. They like being a dentist or a doctor or a business owner. They just want to put their money to work so they can get some passive income, have some better options. But they need to know that the person they're giving their money to isn't a scoundrel. They need to know that the deal is actually a good deal. And so that's where there's an education gap.
Yeah.
You can come in and help them do that. And they reward you with their trust and business.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, first of all, I just love how you know, obviously have a passion for educating. And I just love how you started out as a teacher and have made like just a complete career switch, not so early in life. I mean, not that, you know, it seems like you were a teacher for quite a while before you made that switch. And I think that's really inspiring to a lot of people who maybe want to do something similar in their life, but don't know how. So that's really awesome. Can you just explain the moment when you decided you were going to, before we dive into, you know, some of the questions that you would recommend people ask. Could you dive into like what it was that made you want to switch to being from being a teacher to being a full-time real estate investor?
Yeah, sure. So like I said, originally I just want to do it part-time. And then when I saw what I could do actively, it was sort of like, so I hired a VA to answer my calls because, you know, I can't answer the calls while I'm teaching algebra.
Right.
So it was kind of a good thing because it forced me to like put some systems in place because I couldn't be there all the time, which, you know, so a lot of people, they have a job, they're not a business, right? And so I wanted to have a business. I want to have people in there helping me do stuff. And so once it's sort of like, you know, I'm on my lunch break and my VA is telling me there's a seller, they want to sell their deal. And it's like, you know, we'll make like 40 grand on it, you know, if we flip it, take it all the way. And I'm just like, you know, my real estate business kind of getting in the way of teaching. So I made a smart move and asked my wife first, because she's way smarter than me and she can always figure out what's going on better. And I asked her, I just said, hey, I'm thinking about just doing this full time. What do you think? And she's like, yeah, I think you should. Is you can just kind of tell. I think that we second guess ourselves too much with the people that we go out with and the lifestyle that we live and the things that we say. Your instincts are pretty powerful. They kept you and your ancestors alive for thousands of years. So just kind of trust them. When it feels right, it probably is. If it feels wrong, don't do it.
Yeah.
So that was my scientific formula.
For sure. Yeah, totally. I think that's great. And, you know, obviously you can still use your skills and passion for educating in this business. So let's actually move to one of that. I mean, you've literally written a book on helping people figure out how to make decisions about whether they should invest in a particular opportunity or not, right? So, why don't you walk us through some of those questions that come to mind?
You know, there's a lot of them, but I would say the simplest ones are, you know, there's probably three that are big ones. So one is the investment vehicle that you're looking at going to help you get to where you want to go. Because so you got to understand the dynamics of the investment, you know, the risk reward ratio, all that, you know, and then it's really the borrower and the deal. I mean, you know, it's like, is this person that you're working with or group of people, if it's a syndication, are these the kind of folks that you believe in, that you trust in? Or, you know, are they, do you feel like they're honest and credible? Do they have a track record? And then there's the dynamics of the deal. And I feel like most private lenders that I work with that I give my book on of, you know, how to be a good private lender, they usually can get a feel for the person better than a feel for the deal if they're not real estate investors themselves. So a lot of folks that come to us, they've been successful like in another industry, but they don't really know real estate. And so I do think it's really important to understand some foundational stuff about what a good deal is and isn't, because if not, it's just really hard to verify if what the person's telling you is actually true or not. So, you know, in our book, we have it broken up into chapters. And I think the most important chapters is selecting your ideal investment. That's a really important concept because there's short term, there's long term, there's different kinds of deals. So really understanding that, evaluating the borrower and the one on there, because I mean, borrowers have, you know, what is your experience? You know, you can ask a borrower for their references, that you can ask them about the business model that they do, their collateral. All these things are important. I will say that deals change, but character doesn't change very much. It's usually just the way it is and people are the way they are. And then the other one that I think is the most important, is a very good one, is capacity.
Yeah.
There's two reasons why you give somebody money on a deal and they don't pay you back. One is because they don't want to. So that's bad. But the other one that I would argue is actually the most important one to watch out for is they can't.
Right.
The deal went sideways. They didn't prepare for contingencies. And they're honest, really nice people, but they just physically do not have the money. And so making sure that you answer for that question, I believe, is something that will help a lot, if that makes sense.
So when you say capacity, do you mean like making sure they have like a certain amount of net worth or liquidity?
A surplus, different exit strategies in the deal. So they can still make a return on it if they can't refinance out or, you know, whatever the dynamics are the deal. But look for the plan B and the plan C, because things don't, you know, Eisenhower said that plans are totally worthless, but the act of planning is super valuable. And so it's like you can tell when somebody has put some thought and effort into this and when they just kind of thought about it on the back of a napkin and just said, hey, you got money for my deals. You know, it needs to be something that's really like, you know, put together. That puts the odds in your favor as a private lender. That's what I think about when I lend. And then that's what I think about, put myself in my shoes when, you know, I'm borrowing.
Yeah, for sure. And just circling back on an important point you made, which is, you know, vetting the sponsor, what would you recommend to folks who are interested in developing that kind of trust and vetting of sponsors? Like, how would you gain that trust?
I would say, so people who, somebody who is trying to get the trust of a private lender?
Yes. And no, somebody who wants to invest with, yeah, and somebody who wants to provide the capital for any particular deal. This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, how do they know if this person's trustworthy? Yeah, so one is that there's really no substitute for time. So trying to like to go from like I just met you to investing in the deal really, really fast or feeling like there's pressure to do it fast, that's probably not a good strategy. So I would just say a minimum of getting to know those people for 6 months. We license books to active real estate investors all over the nation. And one of the benefits of me doing that is because I get to know my members and my students, and they come on our calls and they talk about their deals, and I kind of get to see the trends. So I can pick who I'm going to invest with. You know, I don't know if they all know that's what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of things, but that's one of them. So there's just no substitute for time. And, you know, I like it. If the person's new to the industry, that doesn't mean that they can't do a good job on this. There's plenty of people who do really well on their first deals. I do think it's important for somebody in the deal to have experience and been there, because, like I said, experience is not to protect you. When everything's going great, you don't have nothing to worry about. It's when things go the way that you didn't plan. There's two things that when things go bad, one of two things happen. This is a ride or downer. So write this one down. Number one is something happened that nobody expected. Like COVID-19 was an example of something that happened that nobody expected that affected results of depending on what business you're in. The other time that you can get a little disappointed at the altar is when something that you expected to happen did not happen. So if some sponsor is selling this magic, you know, refi out and everybody's getting paid on the waterfall, you know, in 3 or 5 years, well, if the interest rate situation totally changes and to prevent hyperinflation, we go back to double digit interest rates, that's going to put a real problem in your model for this cheap and easy money refinance. So that would be an example of something that was supposed to happen, the refinance, but it didn't happen. So if you kind of, I don't want to be negative, but if you sort of just think like worst case scenario at the beginning and you have some answers for those things, you know, somebody needs to have answers for those things. And I like working with people who've already thought about that stuff. So that's my recommendation. If somebody's trying to figure out the person or the deal, is build it over time, have somebody in the deal that's got that experience, and then think about what may happen that you weren't expecting and what is supposed to happen. If it doesn't, then what? That's sort of how I think.
For sure. Yeah, totally. I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense. And also just how does an operator respond when something doesn't go right? Like what's their communication like? What do they do to kind of make it right or mitigate for any future impacts on the investors? And some of that is developed over time. But if you can talk to folks who've worked with that person before, I think that can be really helpful.
I got a real simple formula for your viewers. So this is it's a three-step checklist to figure out if somebody's for real or not. Here's the deal. High-performing people that you want to work with. I talked to the guy who sold more single-family houses. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records than anybody else. And he's speaking at this event. He's so cool. And I was talking to him. And I said, hey, like, you're pretty successful, obviously. I think he sold like 6,000 houses or 22,000. It was something amazing. I bet you've seen a lot of amazing people and some people that weren't so amazing. He's like, yeah. I go, well, what did you notice a trend, like something that you could break it down to? And he's like, yeah, it always came down to these three things. So you're going to want to write these down. The three things are drum roll. The drum roll is number one, do they answer the phone? Number two, do they call people back? And then number three, do they do what they say they're going to do? It says the most successful people out of the tens of thousands of people that he's personally worked with and mentored over a 50-year career have been really proficient at all those three things. So when you're in the six-month trust building phase and the person's answering their phone, they're calling you back, and they're doing what they say they're going to do, and look for little things, because how you do something is how you do everything. Okay. So somebody says, I'm going to send you that email tonight. I'm going to send you the PPM for you to review. And then you don't get it. That's an example of somebody not doing what they say they're going to do. So if they're not sending you that when they said they would, what else are they not going to do? Mm-hmm. It's just a real easy system that works, and it works for everything. It works if you're looking for a deal. It works if you're looking for a employee or a partner. It works if you're looking for a spouse. Mm-hmm. It works for everything. So write that down, throw it down into action, and you're going to be well served.
Yeah. So let's see. That was number one. Do they answer the phone?
Yep.
Number two. What was the number two?
Call people back.
Do they call people back? Yeah. And then number three, do what they say they're going to do. Yeah. I mean, I think that's really important. Like, it's in the small ways. That's how trust is. Small things can build or break trust, right? As you're in that relationship building phase. So really great advice. So what else would you say, you know, somebody who's thinking about investing should be, is there anything else you would say that they should be thinking about as far as like asset classes or, you know, markets or deals, anything else you want to share?
You don't know, because it's different for everybody. And you know, the person who comes and says they can predict the future is full of crap, and it's not true. Right. That's usually a con man, and they're doing it on purpose because people are really mystified and they think it's all magic and they really draw to that. And the con men know that. So that's why they do that. But it's very hard to predict the future. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to predict what's going to change. I mean, we've seen a lot of changes in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. What's easier to predict is what's not going to change. And what's not going to change is that I believe that there's going to be more renters in the future than homeowners, because there's about five or six different reasons. We don't have time to go into them all, why it's trending that way. So that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. So being involved in real estate where, you know, some tenants living in there, I believe that's going to be growing, and there's going to be more opportunities for investors to get into that. But as far as like, you know, oh, is this, you know, we sabotage ourselves as business owners when we look for one magic, you know, thing that does everything. Sure. Business success has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, you know, just like really kind of just dogged incremental gains over time, you know, over a long period of time. It's not, if somebody's selling some sort of magic stuff, that to me is a red flag. So I would just say, look more for that. And the other thing is, like, some folks are so hyper fixated on what rate they get. But if you get a real sexy rate and it's only out, your money's only out on a short-term deal for like 6 months out of, you know, 12 months, you know, if you do a 10% short-term deal, it's only out for 6 months, your yield, if you don't redeploy it, is 5% for the year, you know? So it's like, cause you got 10 and zero average. So there's nothing wrong with taking a little bit lower rate to have some of your capital working long-term, because redeploying capital is challenging, especially in this environment right now, where there is a lot, finding really good discounted deals is more and more difficult. So if you have a deal that you like, put some money in there. If it's all the other boxes, you know, tick, because just having it on the sidelines doesn't do anything. And the fact is, a lot of people just have their money on the sidelines and, you know, getting it out there in the right situation. But yeah, the situation, the risk tolerance and all that stuff,
yeah,
I mean,
for sure,
it's all different for everybody. So I don't have an opinion on that.
Yeah, totally. I think that was a perfect answer. You know, I mean, there's no silver bullet. I did want to circle back on something you mentioned, which is like this, you said the secret in business is dogged incremental improvements, right?
Yeah.
And can you expand on that a bit? Like, because that's obviously such an important concept for anybody who's trying to, you know, achieve anything over time.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I'm into like thinking type books and I read a lot. So I like Peter Kaufman, the book that he did with Charlie Munger is like top notch. And you know, that's Warren Buffett's business partner. He's in the Billionaire Club. He pretty much tells you the secrets of success in there. And they wouldn't sell an info marketing course. They wouldn't sell a coaching program. because they're not sexy. But they work over time. So I kind of subscribe to that. I'm kind of a curmudgeon and I'm just old school, and I'm not impressed with, you know, the straight build hipster that is talking all this big game and they haven't even seen a downturn. That doesn't impress me.
Yeah.
So my grandma helped raise me. So I've always just kind of been around older people. So even though I'm 40, I feel like I'm 60. And if I could be 60 tomorrow, I would do that in a heartbeat. I live in a house from the 50s. It's all decorated like that. I watched Donna Reed. I would love to be back in that time. I'm so jealous. But yeah, because back then, they're not trying to get all fancy and stuff. A lot of this stuff is a horse and pony show, and it's total garbage. So I just look for people who have substance, who've been there before, but they just need capital for their deals. And those are the kind of people. I don't care what kind of car they drive. I don't care what they look like. I just want to know that they're capable. And some of the ways that I determine that is if they answer the phone, call me back, and do what they say they're going to do. And they've been there before. So like I said, there's a lot of people selling magic pills and magic potions. And I know why they're doing that, because there's a certain segment of the population that's exactly what they respond to. And when they do, they give them money. So if you're one of those people, try not to be like that anymore, because it's a lose-lose. It's a win-lose. They're going to win. You're going to lose. You want it to be a win-win. So I just, like I said, those are the kind of people that I want to work with. But I guess it's up to you.
For sure. Totally. No. Yeah. I mean, I think that's great advice. And thank you so much, Max, for coming on the show. Really appreciate all of the wisdom that you've shared with all of us today. Will you please take a moment to tell the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share?
Yeah. So I'll put a checklist down below. We'll put a link to it. But I wrote, if you're interested in, well, first of all, if you're interested in getting a copy of our private lender book and you want to know what questions to ask, that's probably the way I can serve y'all the best. And so for the first 10 people that click the link below, because I mean, we can't offer it indefinitely, we'll get you a copy of that book. And inside of it, we have an interview questionnaire for people. Like if you're evaluating a borrower, if you're evaluating a deal, these are the questions that you need to make sure to get answered. So if you reach out to me for the first 10 people, I'll send one of those out. If you're an active investor and you're looking to raise more private capital and you like the idea of maybe giving a private investor a book. And this is one of my students' books right here, Leonard. So Leonard's in Seattle and we made this for him, and he gives it to his private money prospects and says, if you're thinking about investing in real estate, you should read my newest book. It answers all your questions. He gives it to them. And so we did that for Leonard in about 30 days and only took about 2 hours of his time. So if you are interested in something like that to increase really just your ability to serve the other person, because you're letting them get those answers that they're looking for, you can reach out to us, you know, at the same info down below, and I'll put a link to our website and a link to our email address. And so you can get a copy of the book. You can learn about it. But yeah, we just want to educate as many people as possible. So you're already smart by listening to this show. You're investing in yourself. Keep doing that and just make sure that you're comfortable with the deal and you get your questions answered. So if I can help you do that, just click down below and we'll do that for the first 10 people.
Awesome. Well, I hope you all take a chance to check out Max's stuff. Max, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Until next time, signing off.
Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com. for tons of free educational content to further your success.